The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Are we recording?
That's usually how I always start them. But Rick's not here today. You know why, folks? Because I am recording Shawcast in the comfort of my own living room. And it's so comfortable until my guest came in. And that guest is my sister again.
Allowing
she's back.
To you, baby.
She is back.
Back again.
So ooh. Much so
that, we're gonna
that she even had a song.
Again, Steffi's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess round two, baby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Wow, listen, your phone has really low volume.
Listen, that's as high as it goes. It's a refurbished iPhone from Walmart because I shape the minds of children. All right. And I'm poor.
That's good. Well, also, for those of you who are maybe just listening, I'll describe the scene because those who are watching may notice I'm in a robe, you know,
you
because
are
I'm home and I'm comfortable. And she wanted to take shots at like 11 a.m.,
But it's now almost
3, which is my internal 11 a.m. Okay, I'm a late riser.
You are, and you're, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, we can tell by the energy already. But for those who are not watching, just so you know, we have a guest in between us. Why don't you say hello?
We have Grogu, and I love Grogu so much. I named my cat after her, Grogu, and this is her friend or. Grogu's friend, Hermie the Spermie.
Yes.
Our two extra guests.
Yeah. So a baby with sperm on its face. It's really kid friendly.
It's a good thing that Grogu only eats frogs and not Hermie the Spermies.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I like that. No, he's not a sperm.
He's not a swallower.
Sperm kind of look.
Spitters are quitters.
Okay. All right. This is not your podcast, bitch.
Listen, we're giving the pee. I'm going to make you famous. This is going to go viral.
Oh, it's you doing the Lord's
work.
I'm
making you a star.
Okay.
A star is born today.
All right.
And it's not you. It's me.
That's great.
I'm going to make you.
Okay, that sounded threatening, and now I'm scared, and I'm still hung up on the sperm thing, because I feel like we mentioned frogs, and I feel like sperm look like tadpoles.
Because they are, aren't they?
No, what?
Like,
you think
no,
we're harvesting frogs in our ovaries?
No, but like,
when you give birth to a baby, it's actually a frog, and then they take it into that weird nursing room where they have to spank it in case it didn't cry, and then that's when they turn it into a lovely prince because a male nurse kissed them. Yes, there are male nurses. You ever see Meet the Fockers?
Oh, that is a good,
it is
good movie.
It is good.
Dr. Focker.
It's a circle of trust.
Circle of trust.
And you're out of it.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Why?
Because I just made it so. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like the bad luck spot.
Oh, in Washington Park, when we went on our gangster and ghost tours, we can
shout out Rose. Shout out Rose, our fucking tour guide, dude.
She was fantastic.
I would want to kill myself if I had to lead tours of 20 plus people in a group on the streets of New York City on the weekend. This bitch was on like tour number 2 or 3, probably.
And then she had two.
She had two more after.
She was great, though.
How much cocaine do you have? I feel
her pain. I really do, because it's like when I go on field trips with kids, it's stressful. You have to count.
Well, yeah, and plus you have a chaperone everywhere you go, right?
Yes. I just, I wish.
That's why Grogu's here, by the way. It's her support Grogu. Service Grogu.
It is, and I really do need a chaperone when I go out, because shout out to my friends, Amy, her husband.
You're already on a mic.
I don't have to do this. Oh, whoops, sorry.
Well, if it feels natural, do it.
It does.
Okay.
So shout outs to Amy and her husband, Jordan, Alyssa and her fiance, Zach, Jade and her husband, Jim, and Alexis and her husband, Kirk, and Megan and Isaiah, because when we all go out, I have to have a chaperone.
Is Megan and Isaiah not an item?
No, they are.
Are they married?
No, they are dating. They just bought a house.
Well, because you give a prefix to every single person.
Megan,
on there.
I'm so sorry.
No, no,
but
you go.
I'm backpedaling a little.
Her husband, her boyfriend, her this, her that. I like that though. It was very feminist of you instead of being like Jack and his wife Cheryl. Yeah,
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. They pushed themselves down that hill. That was a murder suicide.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, what we're drinking today?
Can I introduce it?
Can you take a breath? Take a beat.
I bought it, bitch. I want
it. I know. Okay, you want to hold it, too?
Yeah,
it's like your other baby.
Vanna
White, the only good job that pays a lot to only have to use one arm, besides maybe prostitutes.
So this is the...
It's hot. Grogu's hiding it. Oh, show it more.
It's the 818 Kendall Jenner tequila, because I'm not above keeping up with the Kardashians. What are your thoughts?
On the Kardashians? Oh, God.
You know what? Honestly.
I don't like them, but I respect them. It's like a Tom Brady thing. I say that all the time. Don't like, but I get it. I get what they're doing.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Smart moves were made.
The devil.
They capitalized on those titties. Doggy style has never been more fruitful in this nation's history.
No, honestly, I was just telling you before we got on the air that... the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Yeah,
no, I respect
that's why they
it,
both
though.
They both wear Prada.
It's true. I respect it. You know, I can never put my sex tape out there. Just kidding. I really don't have one.
Steph has. Did I say it was you on here? I just said Steph's back. I didn't even say who you are.
It's okay. People already know who
it's
I
my
am.
Sister, even though she was adopted. There
no.
we go. We're
oh,
all
excuse
caught
you.
Up.
You were adopted.
We're
I was born
up to
first.
Speed. No, I
remember when we used to tell Brittany and I used to tell you. That you were adopted because your birthday is in June, and Brittany and I, our birthdays are in March, so we always used to have ours inside. Oh, speaking of birthdays, I think this is why we are birthday monsters, because besides
birthday monsters,
yeah, like I'm a monster for birthdays, or like a slut, if you will, for birthdays, because
birthday
mom,
slut.
because mom and dad, besides Christmas. Our birthdays were a big deal. Remember?
Well, Christmas, that's Jesus' birthday, they say.
Yeah, if you believe in the invisible sky, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're recovering Catholic.
So are you. We're recovering
I'm
Catholics.
Not recovered. I never recovered from that. I probably never will. That shit was fucked up.
So
many wasted Sundays on 45-minute mass. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
sitting, standing, kneeling, standing, thing. Sitting, kneeling,
I mean,
standing.
I was going to say
lot.
Something, but I won't.
Yeah, yeah, you get on your knees, but not to pray.
Yeah,
we
not
understand.
To pray. Yeah, we get it. We, you know.
It's okay. You're a whore. Continue.
Hey, listen, there's no shame in my game.
Hey, I am
well,
not
actually,
a slut shamer.
You know what? Okay, well, listen, I would be, but I haven't been touched by a man or a woman.
Touched by an angel. Remember that show?
Oh, my gosh.
Mom used to make us watch it.
Yeah.
Now you just want to be touched by a man. I just want
woman,
the heavenly
anything.
Touch of a big,
no
burly man's. What is your type?
Like the
bounty paper towel brawly lumberjack, or are we more the Kleenex little humble nerdy cold bitch?
Well, I'll tell you what my type isn't. It's not someone who's mentally ill.
Not Scott.
Yeah. Not Scott. Oh yeah, because that's the other toilet paper brand. Oh my, I just got that.
Yeah,
well,
I actually didn't even mean that, but here
well,
we go.
Well, like Dad said, I'm smart, just not PhD smart. Shout out to Dad. And he wonders why we have complexes.
Sorry, I gotta get closer.
Because he's the king of the backhanded compliment. But I will tell you what my type isn't anymore. It's not mentally ill men.
Oh, that's what that's what you were seeking. Originally.
I kind of fell into that, like, because I'm a fixer.
I kind of fell into this white padded room and saw a cutie pie and,
I
was, like, hey,
and I was like,
hey, do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Because we can't.
We can't. But no, someone who's not mentally ill and or a recovering alcoholic. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's not my type anymore. I'm trying to change
that. That's where that was your
ways.
Type. Those people need people. There's someone for everyone, they say.
Not me.
And what about those people?
I used to be a fixer, but I'm not a fixer anymore. Mm. I'm not fixing any more messes, so
yeah, she's over that home improvement.
I am.
You
just
hear that?
Me. Who was that guy in Tim characters?
Tim Allen.
No, like he was the character, like the home improvement.
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Oh, he went by his real name in the
show? Oh, no, that'd be fucking weird.
Or Bob the Builder. I'm no more like Bob the Builder, DIY, fix your own man.
So sorry, folks. If you're named Bob,
we apologize.
You gotta identify as Bill if you want a chance with Steph.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're saying. Yeah, so who's your type now?
I don't know.
just a breathing man.
Again, who's someone who's
specimen
stable and, you know, can handle me because, in the words of you, I'm a lot, which.
You're definitely not a little.
Yeah. I'm just a lot. Well, I mean, I'm a little physically now because I lost 75 pounds so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, if Rick were here, the soundboard would be like, woo, with the clapping.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, okay, maybe not the bam, 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 but yeah. Definitely a clap. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. That's actually really commendable.
Ooh, that's the first time I almost knocked something over. Whoops. It's only getting it worse. But no, I've lost 75 pounds since the new year. I am so excited. So, yeah, like little me. I'm little, teeny, teeny, teeny,
little
teeny.
Me.
Little, who's afraid?
Little Steph on the prairie.
Me. You should be.
She's going to be my new social media manager.
I will. You told me earlier today.
Yeah, I was still waking up.
Yeah, but you.
No, you're good at it. You just, you know what's crazy, though, that what? You probably should stop doing on a real note? Posting stuff while you're actually there live.
Oh, just in case they get abducted?
If you got some stalkers, I don't know. Then they're like, oh, shit, that's where she is today. Oh, she's at this bar over here. I'm going to go there and pretend to run into her.
Amy,
and then you're fucking
in
the trunk, dude. I'm not kidding. I don't
know.
I usually wait at least an hour because of all my stalkers.
Your groupies. But no, if I ever got abducted.
That's a great.
My personality alone. My personality alone would scare them off.
Yeah, yeah, they would kick you out for sure.
Yeah. That's the truest story.
They would be
ever
like, fuck
told.
It. I don't even want to kidnap her anymore. I'm actually ever also going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
Would. Well, I watch enough true crime. I would know how to get away with it.
Yeah. Have a whole show come out and it's just called Me.
Me.
Instead of you.
Me.
And you're just talking. You don't have to lean in that much.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like fucking making out with it. These were donated by the Troy Bond Foundation, okay?
Listen, it's been a
treat
dry
them with respect.
Well, it'll give me more incentive to mess with it really, really close.
So what is your, a lot of people are obsessed with true crime, and I actually don't get many guests that like to talk about it.
Oh my gosh,
no,
you
because
the right person.
Well, no, not that they like are fucking forbidden and have an NDA against like Netflix or something, but I don't really get into it because I don't know. I get the allure, I suppose, but I'm not like a huge true crime.
Well, have,
you listen
have
to
I
podcasts,
taught you nothing?
You listen to the podcasts, you fucking watch the shows, you like the movies, you're all about the stalking, killing, kidnapping, all the words, other words I can't say on this because I'll probably get banned one day
on
when
YouTube.
I'm canceled. But,
I love, okay, I'll do one more shout out. My favorite.
shout out to a killer? Is that what you're going to do right now?
No, listen.
She's like, I just want to say hi to Ted Bundy from the grave. I go to his grave every Sunday with flowers.
Well, you know that Ted Bundy is my favorite serial killer.
That was him back from the dead just now with the shot clock. Jesus. He's like, that's right, Stephanie. Say everything I told you about when I had you tied up in my basement. Where did he go to kill people?
He traveled.
So he took you on a scenic route in Portland, Oregon. Okay.
Actually, it's from Shawcast to the Ted Bundy. Like,
okay. Well, I can't have more than 2 minutes of killer talk, honestly, because
we should do.
We had to take the shot.
Shot.
First.
Cheers.
And it's disgusting. This is literally, I had to shove oatmeal down my throat before this, after I had a coffee because I woke up at 12, like a respectable human being.
The earliest you've ever woken up.
And as of late, possibly. But I had to do that and coat my stomach for this fucking gross ass Kendall juice. It's all her sweat and tears and probably pussy juice in that tequila. 818. That's what that stands for. 818. 818 germs from Kendall's pussy. That's what this is. Of course, it's Blanco because she doesn't want to get it twisted. Oh my God. Okay.
Cheers.
I'm going to really hate this so much.
Me too. Oh.
Gosh, you too? You were no. You
no,
did
I do
this.
Love tequila. You're
the, I don't. Not at fucking 11 a.m.
Motherfucker. Ooh, I can feel my hangover. Oh, I didn't even finish this.
Oh my god. I did one of those things where it like comes back up as you're taking the shot, and then you gotta swallow it again. So that counts as two shots for me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
That is rough.
I'm trying not to vomit.
Oh, that.
Woo! Thank God it tastes bad, because if it tasted good, I would have a lot of problems. 818, probably.
Which alcohol do you like better, the whiskey or the tequila?
I like how you put a thumb in front of it, like mom with Facebook. You like the Facebook or the Instagram? Which one do you want? I can't see your story.
That, and she does the apostrophe S, because she'll be like Walmart's.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I don't know if that's the city thing with her.
What's the day of the week thing that they do? Like, grandma and mom, it's like a, they say it weird. It's not even an accent. They just say it weird. Like, instead of, like... like Tuesday, they'll be like Tuesday, or fuck, I can't do it. I'm not doing it right. Sunday instead of Sunday. I don't know.
I don't.
I'm fucking hammered already.
Speaking of mom,
I don't know the days of the week. Honestly, every day is Friday for me.
I can teach you one of the songs that I sing to my students
for the days of the week.
Yeah,
Let it rip. Okay. Fuck it.
So it's like the Addams Family. And it goes like this, the theme song. There's Sunday and there's Monday. There's Tuesday and there's Wednesday.
Adam.
There's Thursday and there's Friday. And then there's Saturday. Days of the week. Days of the week. I'm putting my thumbs closer so they can hear my sound.
No, it picks up the sound.
Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week.
Yeah, I got it. I thought you're just going to run it back again. That's cute, I guess.
It's cute. I love incorporating spooky.
I like that they used a popular
Oh my gosh, song. We have to do it again?
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Oh gosh, no. I'm going to feel so hungover.
Yeah, no. We don't have to do it again. That was an alarm for something else. That was to post on Instagram so I could get 20 likes and feel really good about
Why
myself.
Why do you have to get 20 likes?
It was wow, now you're harping on it. It was a joke. No one likes my shit.
No, they do. All they of do. Your stuff.
I know you do. You are the first person to like everything.
I am.
I'm
your number one fan.
But not just me, everybody. Like my friends are always like, oh, Steph, yeah, she commented, she liked it, she shared it, like everybody, but like live. Like, how are you the first for everything that gets posted across every app from all of my friends and myself?
I'm type A and I like being the first, because if, like Ricky Bobby says, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah. You've definitely seen this before. You know how like people will comment on stuff and be like first comment.
Yeah, first
comment. What is that?
Do the
kindergarteners you teach know what that trend is?
No,
why is
I'll
that
have
a
to
thing?
Ask. I'll have to ask.
Like, is it just being like, haha, like I saw it first? Like, I don't.
Maybe. Yeah, like, no, I saw it first.
Yeah, but like, what is that? That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe they want some clout. Maybe.
Clout for being a freaking loser?
Maybe.
First? Oh, I don't get it. Maybe. I mean, back in the day, being your first was embarrassing, was it not?
Wait, like first?
How'd you lose your.
Oh gosh,
virginity.
Wow.
Well, don't go
boys
into
and girls.
Don't
so,
go
I'm not
into
go into graphic detail. I'm still a lady.
Yeah.
Oh god. Okay. So I was 17. I was a senior, so I was late to the party.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't Will Ferrell. So like everyone thinks
wait,
that it was.
Pull the brakes on that real quick, because Will Ferrell, she's not talking about the real one, okay? She's talking about one she dated whose parents obviously hated him when he was born and named him Will when their last name was Ferrell.
Well, he
so
was
why
born
the
80s, like
why?
The late
80s,
like
Ferrell
me.
Will Ferrell was large and in charge since his day of birth, okay? Like, there's no way they didn't know who Will Ferrell was when they named their child.
Well, he was born in the mid-80s, like a couple years before me, so I don't know. But it wasn't Will Ferrell like people think that it is.
It's not the... I know. And then what was that? I remember him back in the Dizzy.
Oh, Nick, I'm telling you, he looked like an emo version of James
Lafferty
from
One
Tree Hill.
Why are we talking about Nick now?
No, he was the one that, like, I lost my V-card to.
What?
Yeah, that was him. It wasn't Ethan after the dry humping incident. It wasn't.
Oh, we're not talking about the dry humping of 08 again. We're not doing it.
Trust me.
Nick, you're pulling up his profile?
Yeah, he doesn't
look. Wow, we're getting into this.
He doesn't look as good as.
I'm sure he looked great back then.
Yeah, no, he looked like. He looked like.
Did he have tattoos?
Yes.
When we were like fucking five? How old was he?
We were 17 when we met.
On the edge of 17 and on the edge of coming inside of you. Did you guys use protection?
Yes.
Okay. Sure you did. That was a delayed yes, which means, yeah, we found Tupperware in the kitchen and thought that would do. I fucked her with, but no, I fucked her with a rectangle.
When we dated, he looked like the emo version of James Lafferty. For those of you who aren't One Tree Hill stands like us.
One Tree Hill was the epitome of my adolescence.
Yeah, he looked like an emo version of James Lafferty who played Nathan Scott.
Pull him up on Facebook. I want to see.
But he doesn't look anything like he does now. He looks terrible.
Okay, but I'm sure if I see the facial structure, it'll kick back some memory for me. And yeah. I'll be like, oh, that kid.
All right, I'm trying to do the least disgusting picture of him now.
He doesn't look disgusting.
I mean, I don't think he looks disgusting as he was when we were younger.
I feel like I'm looking at the eyes. Oh, wow. Look at that model shoot.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the eyes. That was like a newborn photo shoot or for like an adult man. Why did he post that and make it a profile photo for that many years? That's sad.
I don't know.
I watched him grow up.
He didn't look like that when we were dating.
I'm sure. So. They all were hot when we fucked him for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it was just, I mean.
Where was it?
At his cousin's house at a party, so it wasn't...
Ed, there were other people there?
No, not in front of them. Yeah, but like, it was...
You guys all go outside of the bonfire, yeah.
It was at his cousin's house, and there was a party, and I don't... It's so... Cause like,
and then everyone left, and you stay behind?
No, we...
You're like, my taxi left. There were no Ubers. You fucking rollerbladed home through the woods.
No.
Or you ordered a taxi.
It was early 2007 before my 18th birthday, and it was at his cousin's house. His cousin was having a party, and...
Nothing like a cousin party, right?
Yeah, that. Well, it is upstate New York that we grew up in.
I know, but people know this, okay?
But I don't know. It wasn't... I wouldn't say it was love as much as raging hormones.
I don't think anyone loves the first person they have sex with.
But I knew that I cared about him and trusted him enough to let him.
I feel like most people's first times, because then I look at you, you fucked at a cousin party. The cousins were probably fucking each other. It was actually an incest festival and you just got invited
by
mistake.
Well, he
is
from Fort Edward originally.
Okay,
so
we're really blowing up this dude's butt. Sorry, his name's Rick, we're going to say. Wait, no, we can't use Rick. Dick.
Yeah.
There we go. Dick was your first dick.
He doesn't.
You guys had it? Was it in a basement, in a bed, on the floor? Are you a floor fucker?
Floor? This is shocking.
What surface were you getting your virginity taken off of?
It was a hardwood floor. To make it even worse.
At least it wasn't cement. You could be in an unfinished basement.
To make it even worse, Nickelback was in the background playing.
I love Nickelback. That's the video posted.
It gives early aughts energy, upstate New York energy. And yeah, that was, didn't
what he, song was playing? Do you remember?
Far Away.
Oh, that's right. You were just saying this the other night. I forgot.
Far Away.
Wow, see,
so
that's
now,
why I kind of like not remembering, because then it's like the first time every time. You know? But I do remember my first time. You're like,
wasn't it with Nate?
Yeah. Wow.
You told me.
Yeah, but there's not that many Nates. There's a lot of Nicks in the world, but a Nate. That's specific.
You don't have to say the last name.
Yeah, but Nate's specific, so people at home watching might know.
Isn't that...
but it's fine. No, everyone who needs to know does know.
Isn't that Justin's cousin? Or Justin, brother?
Brother, yeah. Well, what? Let's not name the whole family.
Okay,
now. We're narrowing it down. Now people are taking out their yearbooks, looking at family trees, and knowing that I fucked that kid. But
did you have music playing in the background?
We did not have music playing.
Nope. Oh my, not on your first time?
Nope, and it was on a futon.
Well, that's a step above hardwood
floors. Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
Nickelback playing in the background.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I think the surface that you lost your virginity on tells a lot about a person.
So what does it say about hardwood floor?
You're a hardwood floor.
It's
so
sitting in splinters
my
ass.
You get dirty easily, but all it takes is one little mopping and you're right back where you were, you know?
Yeah.
You bounce back quick. You're reliable. So, you've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Futon, it's to go. That's a to-go order, you know? You're not staying. You're not making a reservation. That thing, it could be a couch. It could be a bed. It's very flexible.
Did
I think that That's good. And then Britney's was in her bed of marriage.
In her bed of marriage. She's the mother Teresa.
Which explains that you are your God's
rewarded.
Child.
You're
God's
you're
favorite.
You're rewarded because she waited. I'm like,
no,
us.
Because then you don't know what
you're
sex is.
You're rewarded because she married a ball player. She's set for life.
I know. She's good. She's fine. But like the trade-off is.
Yeah, you have to. Because could you
if
imagine?
She's really bad in bed. And then
no,
you're
that was
stuck
me.
With
that was me with stage five clinger. He.
Oh, now we're doing code names. That's
John,
fine. No, we don't have to say the
I would
names.
I would be so
Please
bad at
stop outing
I would
people.
Be so bad at the witness protection program.
Oh my
the
god!
Mafia.
Oh my god!
I would be
no,
terrible.
Because you and cops don't like you get along too well. Like,
what do you mean? How do you mean?
A cop will pass by and be like, "Hi, officer. I smoked a blunt when I was 12 years old, and I didn't really mean that. I'm so sorry."
My friend, you know Amy and Jordan. Jordan just became a police officer. Shout out Jordan.
Yeah,
and
that's
Amy.
So. I'm so sorry for you, Jordan.
He would tell you. Oh, I know.
Yeah, because she's going to give you a list of crimes, and then when she thinks she sees a crime, she'll give you that list, and it's not even a crime.
I know,
it's just someone standing outside smoking a cigarette, but to Steph, that was the next fucking Jeffrey Dahmer way to fucking get in there.
I do annoy him with, like, questions that I have, or I
what
have...
What questions have you asked him that
just your basic, like, traffic laws, or...
What's the most interesting answer he's given you on a question you've asked that you didn't know?
So I usually text him first, and he texts back.
I didn't ask how the question
and,
was
no,
asked.
No, he says, no, he always.
Let me paint the picture. See, this is the problem. It's too much detail.
Long story short, all my friends back home, take a sip. Long story short. No, my friends always make this game. They made this game up. Alyssa and Jade. Hi. I shouted you out.
Oh,
I love them.
God.
Every time I say long story short, so that's three times now.
Oh, wow.
And we have to take a drink of whatever
I hope,
you have in your
I
hand.
I hope the place that you're at has fucking 1830 racks because you say that
yeah,
all
I do. It's my trademark. The They'll time. Have it on my tombstone. So
long story short, here lies Stephanie Harrison, 1989 to 2024. Long story short.
But
that is a good tombstone, actually.
It is. And I would still be talking in my casket. Actually, I want to be cremated.
Yeah, I think the coroner, what's the name of the people who like put makeup on corpses and stuff?
Like the makeup artist?
Yeah, but a mortician.
Thank you,
ooh,
Troy.
That came from the grave.
That was a Troy Bond.
And they
who...
fucked my face up.
Well,
the people who do that need to sew your mouth shut was the
do.
Point I was making.
They do.
But continue, because
like,
you're going
to
anyway.
Oh, yeah. So back to Jordan. So anytime I text him with a question, he goes, he'll be like, I'm on patrol. Like, I don't know if he's really is or not at the time, but I just.
What does that mean?
Like, when he's patrol, like, on duty. But he has told me. He's like, I swear to God, I can't help you if you're in legal trouble.
Well, get back to my freaking question, you a-hole. I feel like Oprah right now. I got to keep you on track. You're going to start jumping
or
on
Barbara,
the stool.
Blah, 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 blah.
What is the most interesting trophy. Fact he's given you in an answer to a question you asked him?
Well, recently, my apartment building sold.
Oh my God. It's the start of a novel every time. Just give me a quick bit.
So I was just asking about how that all works out because I had to sign something that I didn't quite understand because I'm not PhD smart.
Okay.
So
the bell got it right that
time. Oh gosh. Oh my. Oh, this.
Okay. So.
So he gave me the answer and I was like crying, freaking out because I thought I was going to be homeless, but everything worked out. And he goes, all it has to do is legal paperwork. You know, and he goes, it's all a process.
That was the most interesting answer of cop intelligence that you had to share.
Yeah,
was
I mean,
landlord
I,
shit?
Yeah, I
oh,
oh
my God.
Well, Dad and I went to
I was like
Fed
I was
a
waiting.
Couple of weeks ago and we were too intoxicated to drive home, so I was asking if Dad could leave his car.
Oh my, you could never. We just went on a gangster ghost tour yesterday, like we mentioned previously, I believe, but whatever. We did it yesterday, and she thinks.
Wait, was it because I had to go poop real bad?
No,
oh my
God. Way to bury the lead.
Yeah.
No, well, I'll get to that story in a second, but we went on this tour, and then, you know, she's into the true crime, mafia, all that stuff, and you Think you could be in a mafia or a mob?
Oh,
or,
absolutely not.
Yeah, they would kill you in 5 seconds. They would Adriana you in season 1.
Oh, The Sopranos.
All right.
The Sopranos. Oh, such a good show.
It is such a good show. And we love it. We got to take this shot.
Number 4, my friend's back at home.
Number 4? We're on number 2.
I thought I did 4 long story. I can't. Listen,
math. I'm saying shots. I'm saying shots. All right, we got to take this shot. Okay. What are we cheersing to?
Long story shorts. And boom. I'm going to plug my nose because I'm a pussy. I regret this. Not the podcast, just the tequila.
Thank you for specifying. I was worried it was me.
Oh, my gosh. You know, sometimes when you drink, like you were talking
earlier. I'm sweating, and I'm in a very plush, velvety robe. What material is this?
Like velvet?
I don't know, but it's really hot.
It's velvet made out
it's
of
it's so comfortable, but it's so hot. Oh, I might have to change. Oh. I might change at one point. Oh God, I got a back drip of tequila. Is that possible?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like that.
So bad.
So on our Ghosts and Gangsters tour, if you're in New York City, go check it out. It's actually pretty
dope.
And
ask for Rose as your tour guide. She was phenomenal.
She was really cool. I enjoyed her a lot. She had cool pants.
She did. Yeah. I really
and
liked
a cool
her.
Personality, I might add. But she led us around all of Little Italy and all this
Chinatown.
Cool, yeah, Chinatown, all this cool shit.
But you know where I want to go to, honestly?
But hang on.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to tell the story.
Okay.
You know the story.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I have no shame, so I
know you don't. Nothing embarrasses me. Even if you had shame, I would blast this on a megaphone.
The shame ship sailed long ago.
The shame ship has left the harbor, everybody, okay?
It has.
Lighthouses, beware.
It has, because it's Stephanie's sailboat of shame.
I'm going to sink you in a second.
Like the Titanic.
Shut up!
Don't tell me to shut up.
So, we're gonna yesterday.
Fight. Jerry.
Are you done?
Yes.
I'm putting this mic back because you're fucking loud. Okay. So yesterday,
Pop
we go on. Oh my God. I wouldn't.
Are you so happy? I'm going
I wouldn't
want to
listen
tomorrow?
To this because I would be like, I can't hear them. They're just yelling at each other.
She's so happy that I'm leaving to go back home tomorrow.
Oh my
Queensbury,
God! Yeah,
our
you count. You count down the days till you visit. I count down till you leave.
Leave to
that's
the
how,
second.
That's how it works. Okay, so we go on this tour that she sent me, by the way, a couple weeks ago. Because when she comes down to visit, she lets me know and counts down like it's fucking Christmas.
I do,
and I am Jesus. So thank you. That's a compliment. And she comes down. She sent me this tour. I get tickets to the tour. We go to the tour yesterday. Maybe 30 minutes into it, an hour, possibly.
Yeah, an hour, yeah.
An hour possibly into this two-hour tour, which I will say, side note, a little too long for a walking tour.
I agree.
But halfway through, there's a rest stop because we're children on a field trip at this point. And
I understand her struggle.
And she...
As a fellow educator.
Is that all? Can I continue?
Yes.
She goes into the bathroom. I go in there with her because she made me come with her because we're 5 years old and she wants me to
fucking her.
Hold her hand and wipe
like
her
older
ass.
Sister I am.
Shut up. So she goes in there. There's other people from the tour in this bathroom. Clearly it's all of us in there from the tour using the toilets. And Steph's in the middle stall. Why'd you pick a middle if you knew you're going to shit yourself? Pick a side. Pick a handicap. You're disabled at this point.
Occupado.
No.
Yes, they were.
No. So yes. Anyway, okay. So all these people are in the bathroom that we're also on this tour with. She goes in there, blows it up like a terrorist, blowing it up. I get out of there because I don't want them to think it's me. So I peed real quick, washed my hands, unlike her, and I left.
I do wash my hands.
You don't. I smelled yes, it. I it do. Smelled like poo. Smell like poo. Steph hands really smell like poo. They did. It was
she
not
lies.
Roses.
Lies like a rug.
Okay. Well, at least I have a rug, you floor fucker.
Hardwood floor, actually.
Hardwood floor fucker is even worse. If the floor is harder than the dick, you got a problem.
Okay. So, everyone's sex when you first have sex isn't that great.
Yeah, no. No one's ever raving about the first time they had sex ever. If you are, then that's probably the only time you had sex, and I feel sorry for you. So anyway.
I got 99 problems, but... A hard dick ain't one.
Come on.
She's making t-shirts, everybody. She's quitting her day job, and she is going to make t-shirts. And it's just all going to be the ones in Chinatown we saw that just say, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
That's mom's vibe.
She really liked that one. So we're in the bathroom. She's blowing things up. Like blah, 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 blah.
It's coming out like lava.
Yeah, she's fucking, she's bridesmaid. Bridesmaids blowing up. It coming was, out like it was lava. Embarrassing for me. I had secondhand embarrassment. And then you're in there. Then she's texting me while I'm outside.
Sweating and pooping. Amy laughed at that because I sent her the screenshots.
Yeah. So I'm outside waiting because I want people to know I wasn't the one, you know, blowing things up. And so then she texts me while she's on the toilet. It's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I am. I mean, I don't get embarrassed. It was. I don't get bashful about most stuff, but pooping in public, I do.
You were in the bash room.
I was in the bash room.
And so then you came out. I let you know when the coast was clear. Then we go outside. We're listening to the tour. We have like a couple more minutes before we go to our next stop. And Steph looks at me and is like, oh, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, there's a garbage can right over there.
Chills. It was either going to come out my mouth or my booty hole. And I chose my booty hole.
I'm actually impressed that you get to choose. I don't. It's just what my body wants. So you were like, hey, I'm going to transfer these files downtown and I'm going to poop it out again. Because you didn't get it all out the first time because you were embarrassed. You were holding back.
Yes,
then you went back up there. Was there anyone in there?
No.
So you can just free fall.
And then, yeah, free falling. R.I.P. Tom Petty. Now I'm
free falling. All right, good. So then the only problem with that is the rest stop time was over. So the tour of 20 plus people and our guide continue on. And Steph's still in this bathroom on the second floor this fucking bakery. You were baking your own fucking baker's dozen up there. We're walking down. I'm like,
don't
dude,
poo-poo.
I'm like, what do I do in this situation? The tour is leaving, but she can't leave.
No, and I was a good older sister. And I said, I will show the screenshots to your listeners. I said, I don't want you to miss it. Go on without me.
I know that. I wasn't going to paint you in a bad light. So then I text her. I'm like, what do you want me to do? She's like, just go. I don't want you to miss it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll let you know the next stop we're up and just like meet us there when you're done doing your business.
Blowing up the bathroom at Ferrara's. Yeah. It was Ferrara's.
That Ferrara's bakery has been around since like 1892.
And then mobsters would meet there.
Yeah. And 1892. And then it blew up in 2024. So you can't go there anymore because Stephanie is a shit storm. All right.
So literally and figuratively.
They got that. They picked that up. I'm going on the tour. Like she's asking, stop talking over me. I'm going to kill you. So then
I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't driving you crazy. Go ahead. Go, go, go.
You don't want to fill the air.
I don't like awkward silence.
It's not awkward. I've known you my whole life.
Unfortunately,
Grogu's
for
here.
You.
Pet him when you want to talk. All right. There you go.
I'll be petting you.
Good you know what? We're going to use this as a talking pillow.
Okay.
And like every time you hold
like
it.
Like you do in school.
Yeah, you need one. Holy shit. How have your kids not plotted your murder? How have I not seen you on a Netflix series of Making of the Murderer?
Oh.
Fuck our teacher. She's dead. How I went from kindergarten to a full-grown adult in jail. So whatever, she meets us up back at the tour, but all the people are there and our freaking tour guide is being a good tour guide. And she's like counting all the people. She's like, we have someone missing. Where's Hocus Pocus? Cause Steph obviously was wearing a Hocus Pocus sweatshirt.
I'm a spooky basic wet
but she
bitch.
Was, she was Hocus puking out of her ass. And I'm like, oh no, she's fine. It's my sister. She's back at the last place in the bathroom. Like we've got after her last night. We're hungover. She's throwing
up.
There's
a good cover story.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Thank you. See, so I was also doing you well and whatever. She met up with us at the next stop and finished the tour like a champion. That's a weird situation. I never thought I would be in my life.
Like, I know. It was like when I told you like the story of with Grandma and Grandpa Harrison's timeshare in Edesto Beach, and they went to South Carolina or not. Well, they were in South. Oh my gosh, those shots are hitting me already. They went to Charleston and they went on a horse and buggy tour that I went on with Michelle when her and our cousin Michelle and Ethan were.
This is when you add details that aren't necessary.
Charleston's a great city. But so they were on their tour and Uncle Mark. Marky had to go to the bathroom. Shout out to Uncle Marky. And he had to go to the bathroom really bad, like how I did. And he couldn't hold it, so he peed his pants in the middle of the tour. And Uncle Matt goes, oh my, like, was like, you.
Well, peeing, if I couldn't get to a bathroom and I had to go really bad, I'd rather have to pee than poo.
They have pictures up. We should call Uncle Mark and ask, because I think they have a picture. We should call him on the podcast.
A picture?
Yeah, because Grandma or Grandpa, like, took a picture of Uncle Matt and Uncle Mark when he couldn't hold it anymore.
Of the pee in his pants?
Yeah, like, I swear to God, because, yeah, because it was a whole thing. And
well, I would imagine it'd be a whole thing.
Because Uncle Matt goes, oh, you're being dramatic. You really don't have to go to the bathroom. And he goes, no, I really do. And he,
when was this?
This was, God, I want to say like close to 10 years ago. And then I think Uncle Marky.
I literally was like thinking maybe they were like younger, but they were full-blown 40-something year old men. So it must
be on the Harrison side of the family, on dad's side of the
family. I went to bed till I was 12.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, no, remember. They don't know. You know.
I remember the smells. I remember dad.
The smells?
You used to hide the pull-ups underneath your pork chop. Yeah, is that your pork chop comforter bed. And dad would get it from underneath the bed. It'd be like, look at this. Look at this. Why wouldn't you tell us? And you were crying. And
yeah, so that's much trauma. So much trauma. Why did I do that?
Probably because dad was fucking scary when we were younger.
He was. So scary that I had to hide my peed in pull-up diapers under my bed because didn't want him to see it in the garbage and know that I peed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm trying to not pee my bed. And if he sees a dirty one, then he knows that I did it and I failed.
Yeah, either way, you were screwed.
Oh, my God. But then I got crafty with it and I would put him in a bag and then throw it out the window.
Really? I don't remember that.
In the snow. Because the snow was so high.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't hide them under my bed so there's no smell and he won't find them. And I'll put it in then a little plastic bag, a dirty one, and then I'll open the window from my two-story bedroom, throw it into the bank of snow, and then I'll go outside later to play and I'll put it in the dumpster.
Is that what you did when the snow melted? Did mom and dad
know?
No, because
then sometimes the snow melted and I missed some. And then they would come out like spring fresh air. And dad was like, piss. What the fuck is in our backyard? And I was like, just my diapers, nothing to see. Oh my gosh.
You know what? Honestly, poor dad.
That's, no. Fuck him. He made me feel like that bad that I went to that extremes as a 10-year-old and then all the way up to 12 and then one day I just stopped peeing.
Could you imagine
being I haven't peed since 2002.
Could you imagine being the father of three girls and the three of us? I feel bad.
Who the fuck cares? He's the one who put it in mom. You knew what you were doing. I know. I'm sure it was more than three times.
Well, obviously, because if dad hadn't gotten that surgery, the little snip, 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 there would have been more
vasectomy,
of us.
We can say that.
Yeah, if he... Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you
my
said
God.
Everything else, but we don't want to say vasectomy. We can't say the
well,
V word.
I think saying snip, snip, snip sounds cooler, sounds funnier.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Snip, snap, snip.
You know how many toes three vasectomies take on a man?
Remember when I used to snip, snip, snip my bangs?
You don't still?
No, I did during COVID when everything was shut down. And it was
terrible.
Oh
my God. You were cutting your bangs way before COVID.
Well,
if COVID is the time marker of when you started like cutting your bangs, then it would be fucking 2001.
Yeah, no, but I definitely was cutting my bangs.
Why do people get bangs?
This is actually a sad story. So
no girl gets bangs because they're happy.
So what happened?
There is always a sad story or a traumatic event that led you to just across your forehead.
So were the 1980s a tragic event? Because mom got bangs in the 80s.
The 80s was a DIY bang fucking story. What do you mean? That's exactly what that was. The whole 80s can be summed up to bangs and headbanging.
I mean,
shit.
I was born in the 80s and I
89.
It still counts.
You're not an 80s baby. You're 89.
It still counts.
No, that's okay. So if a 1999 kid today, who's 25 years old these days, said, I'm a 90s kid,
I'd be like, yeah, no, you make a good point.
Yeah, that's right. Take this shot, bitch.
Okay, to the 80s and to the bangs because they're not a happy story.
Bang, bang.
I'll tell you in a minute. Bang, bang. God. I can't even finish. Can you finish the rest?
No, I'm not taking yours.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You pick this. I didn't want Kendall Jenner in my living room.
I can't even finish the rest.
Sip on it.
I'm going to just put this to the side of the
I kind of feel good drinking in a robe.
Because you feel fancy. You feel like Ron Burgundy when he goes, I have something to tell you. You have a breathtaking hiney.
No, I feel like Ron Burgundy when he says,
oh, San Diego.
Are you going to let me say it?
No.
Cool, then I won't. and the people will never know. And guess what? Just remember, Stephanie robbed you of that gold that was about to come out of my mouth.
Tell me, I want
to
hear the gold. No, because we're good as gold.
You're pirate gold. Okay, you're Gina fake, Shea. You're fool's gold.
Bitch, I'm going to make you famous.
Oh my God. If you're the reason that brings me to the spotlight, I will just step out of
you
it.
You will be voluntarily. Dead to me.
I will literally forever. Ha, bye, and I'll fucking peace out.
You told me I should be your social media publicist.
Yeah, I say a lot of things.
I know, but I, good as gold, hashtag Vanderpump.
Okay.
I gotta finish the rest of this. Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, you don't drink. So Steph lost a lot of weight. How many pounds?
75.
75. 75 pounds. So I still
have, hold on, I have to do the math.
Okay, why don't you do it silently while I give some background. So,
Steph's, I got it now.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead. I can't have a moment. Jesus Christ.
No, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, you go.
No, take it. Take it. It's yours. Now you have it. You don't know what to do with it. Isn't that funny how that works?
I have 45 pounds left because I wasn't always fat. I was always beautiful, but I said to the invisible sky daddy.
Invisible sky daddy?
I don't believe in God.
No, I've just never heard you say that. That's really funny.
I mean, I'm not an atheist, but I believe in, I'm like, Stevie Nicks is my.
God damn it. Ooh,
that was Excuse me. Seven.
That was the devil coming out of me.
Saying, but I'm not an atheist. I believe in the paranormal. I believe in Mother Nature. I believe in...
Well, I don't think anyone doesn't believe in Mother Nature. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I believe in, like, science.
What's this rain outside? Definitely not Mother Nature. Fuck all that weird witchcraft. Like, what the fuck?
I believe in just, like, magic, and I believe in...
I believe in a thing called love.
I believe in a thing called love. But I...
So you pray to the invisible sky daddy.
I said, invisible sky daddy, if you can make me hot again like I was, I will be...
When was that?
I was always a bitch.
You're beautiful.
Your words.
You're beautiful.
It's true.
I saw your face and then you got those bangs and I realized I don't want to be with you.
Oh shit, we got to go back to the bang story.
Okay, hang on. Here's the order because now we're getting drunk. So here's the order.
Oh yeah, I got to finish.
Sky, finish your shot. Talk about Sky Daddy's fat prayer and then roll it back on the bangs. All right.
Okay.
One, two,
so,
three.
So I got to finish it. God damn it. Yeah. I don't drink that much anymore. That's why I can't.
You're the one who begged me to come on.
I know.
You reap what you sow. That's something I found out in church all those years. Chase it quicker. Why are you just letting it sit in your mouth hole? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. We're a family full of swallowers, peoples. That's good.
Not me. Spitters are quitters.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
I'm
just...
a quitter.
Oh.
I heard semen's good
for your teeth. I'm a gosh darn failure, and I'll admit it.
Semen's good for your teeth, I heard, but.
Oh, my God. No. You know who fucking says that shit?
That's why my teeth are white.
No, dude. There is some weird-ass little male scientist dude, probably with, like, a twirly mustache in his little lab coat. He really didn't even pass. He just knew people, and he fucking became this expert, quote-unquote. And he's like, hey, yeah, I'm the sperm guy, and I'm going to tell you how much good sperm does to the female folk, or the male, whatever you're into. But at this time, it was probably female.
I'm into both.
And he's just like, hey, realize sperm's actually really good for you. If they swallow it, they get 10 more years on their life. Their skin is way more useful. You can also just put it right on their face. I don't know why it's a scientist from Minnetonka, but here we are. And
that's
where you could also make sure it makes your teeth more white. You know what I mean? White on white. That makes sense, does it not?
That's why my teeth are pearly. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my
Again,
Lord.
I'm a
I don't
I'm
believe
a spitter,
that, though.
So I'm
What's
a quitter.
The point? We both had a one-way conversation with each other. That was fun. All right, let's get back to Duolingo.
Avocado from Mexico.
All right, well, that's going to get cut. So, okay, fine. It's your life.
It was fun. Don't cut out the fun stuff.
Avocado from Mexico. You're giving the mic stand a hand job. It's making me uncomfortable.
Again, in it's front been 13 of, months.
In so front please. Of your... Okay.
Cover all right. Size, please.
Let's go back to the threes. Let's go back. I'm your teacher now. I am the teacher now. Let's go back to the threes.
Yes.
One was to finish the shot. Did she do it? She did. Good for you.
Barely.
Two was to finish the Sky Daddy fat prayer. Oh,
so I said Sky Daddy. Getting Catholic for a second. Recovering Catholic.
Get on your knees Catholic. And pray, bitch. That's a new rap song coming straight for you from, not Switchfoot, it's Switch Cube.
And I said, Invisible Sky Daddy, if I can please, I don't know why I'm closing my eyes, please make me skinny again. I promise I won't fuck it up.
Please,
and I
will use, please don't make me skinny.
I love Sabrina Carpenter. But me anyway, too,
she's hot.
She's good.
And she builds and things. Hot.
Builds what?
She's a carpenter. That was a dad joke.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. But I promise I'll appreciate it more. Because remember in high school when we, like most girls, including myself, thought that we were fat. And then we look back and we go, we weren't fat.
That's we how- weren't that fat. We weren't that fat.
Jerry. But no, I'm in the peak. Thank God I didn't peak in high school because I.
I'm still waiting for mine.
Oh, shit.
I'm climbing that mountain. Mountie rocking high. Mountie rocking high. I meant to say Rocky Mountain.
I love this John Denver.
This is strong.
You were more popular than me, you and Brittany both. I was the punk rock.
I wasn't that popular.
Really? No, yes, you were.
No, I was one of the mids, you know. I was like the limbo.
I must have been low at the bottom pole.
No, I was limbo popular. Britt was popular, and you were definitely not at all. Yeah, you got that right.
That's okay, because at least
But you were popular geek. Within your friend group.
Yeah,
because they were scared.
I was, but
she wore a lot of goth things and stunning Avril belts Lavigne. And black makeup.
And my SpongeBob routine that mom and dad
She
needed.
Was a skater, Drew. Bitch.
But no, I didn't you tell me that you weren't nervous because when we were, and I, like, you were ninth, Brittany was, you were a freshman, Brittany was a junior, and I was a senior. And didn't you say to me you weren't nervous because you knew that, like, I would.
Yeah, I was like, I get cool points from Britt, and I get fucking bully points from Steph, because if anyone fucked with me, Steph would be like, what? And they'd be like, so sorry about it.
So sorry. No, because I remember that, I forget who it was now, because it was so, like, 20 years ago, but I remember, I'm hugging my Stanley for emotional support. But
and you can grab him and hold
but
him.
But I remember that there was some bitch talking about you because I had to make a gym class, and there was someone talking shit about you, and I
because
said,
of how fast I ran that mile.
Because few times I've been around that was cool, track and it's not just gonna happen like that. Because I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I'm
shit
sweating.
It's bananas.
I am sweating.
But no, so I remember some.
I hope you don't smell my bio.
Because I remember someone was talking shit about you. So I remember in the next locker.
Happened all the time.
So I remember.
1,000,000 times.
1,000,000 times. I love Austin Powers. But I remember I said, if you're going to talk shit about Slater, you're going to talk to me. So I had you and Brittany covered. What did people think about me in school? Because I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. I burped.
I can't look at you seriously right now. Because you're holding Grogu and there's fucking jizz all over his face.
Well, he won't eat it because Grogu only eats frogs.
I know. He won't eat the sperm. I wouldn't want him to eat the sperm. They're friends.
Because he's not a quitter. He's not a spitter of the quitter.
Okay, we got that 18 times already. We understand. You swallow. All right, boys.
So, guys,
if you just don't care and you want to hear someone talk for 90 minutes straight without you getting a word in, and she also swallows, this your girl. This your girl right here.
Because so for everyone
Fuck Tinder, I'll start being your dating advocate. Tail first is weird. Sperm don't swim backwards.
Do
sperm do the breaststroke? Yeah, they do. Right up to fucking Pleasure Town. That's actually weird. I never thought of a sperm going this way. What if we got it wrong? It's not like they have eyes.
No, they don't have eyes.
So, like, what if they're really going this way?
How do they know, though? Are they like a Stevie Wonder?
That way.
Isn't she lovely?
Where the fuck am I going? Trying to find an egg. But it's just more of my sperm.
For anyone who was not a millennial and Gen X, before we had the phones to light up a crowd, we had a lighter. Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful?
Isn't she colorful? I never thought in my whole life I'd find me a wife that would just swallow every night. All right, we're fucking done with that. Jesus Christ. I hope Dad doesn't listen to this.
Probably not.
Oh, God.
Well, he probably would before Mom. We have to call Mom because she's going to start bitching about, you didn't call me on the podcast. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, we only have like 4 minutes of battery, so you better hurry up.
Okay, we got to call Anastasia.
Last call for refreshments, folks. Go right this second to get something good to eat and drink to enjoy now or during the rest of the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Mama from the Bronx.
Hello there.
Is it me you're looking for?
All right. We don't have time. The battery's going to die on the camera. But I know that you wanted to say hello.
It's our mom from the Bronx.
Guess what? I joined you guys like a half hour ago. I said, screw it. I don't know when. They're
going to
call me, but I'm
going to
have a screwball.
Ooh, at 3:45 on a Sunday.
Sunday. What?
All right, shh. Let mother speak.
No. Mom, I'm doing my devil horns right now.
Youngest one, the baby.
Your bookmarks. No. Your degenerate kids, because you have Mother Teresa in the middle.
It's going how it sounds.
Hashtag sisters.
Mom.
Come on. Do you feel like when we were little?
Look at, I got Madonna in the background. You guys went to go see her without me. You didn't think of your mother, did you?
I think about you all the time.
Remember that one? Did she play that one?
Wait, which one?
The 2 second like thing you showed?
Yeah,
no,
I didn't get it. We didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Can you just
can you just tell us what it is?
We can't hear
it.
It's
Madonna. I got to tell you, I got a really cool notebook today, too, because you know what I'm going to do?
Mama's
ADHD. You know how many screenshots I got in my phone? I got a zillion, right? Well, guess what? It's going to be all fucking therapeutic to write my shit down in this little notebook. I said, I'm going to get a cool notebook.
And this is the point where I just had to cut it off because the camera died and my mom was just riffing about 5 other random topics. So consider this a save. Thank you guys for listening. And feel free to subscribe on YouTube where you can watch all of these episodes. The channel is at Slater Harrison Comedy. No spaces, no underscores. Just straight up that. Thanks for listening, and Stephanie will not be back.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.